Shalom and Boker Tov from here in Missouri, where it is a cold 16 degrees. Now that's really cold for us. I know that it's even colder in Minneapolis. Max, is that true? Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, sorry, I wasn't muted. Good morning. It is 5 degrees here. Supposed to get up to 21, I believe.
Are you used to that, Max?
Oh, not where I grew up, but now I am. I lived here more than I lived overseas. Now I am.
So you're, you know, for us, we don't have that much. We don't have real long streaks of cold weather. So it's really cold for us here. So much for global warming, huh?
Yeah. So much for global. Yeah, we're used to it here. Lakes are frozen. Yeah, go ahead.
Lakes are frozen. People are doing lake fishing.
Oh, yeah. Driving on it, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Yeah. Never gets that cold here. But it's cold enough for me. Praise the Lord. Brother Max, and for everybody, just a little bit of instruction here. There will be, it's even though it's cold here, and sometimes if it gets too very cold, we do cancel our noon prayer at Prayer Mountain, but today it's going to be there. And I understand from Elaine, she's going to have beef stew. So we will start our call at 12:15. Brenda and the prayers at Prayer Mountain will be there. And at 12:15, we'll all join on with our noon call. I want to thank you for taking part in our urgent call this past Sunday. Bless the Lord. I know it was effective. Brother Max, anything you want to say before we start here?
You know, with everything that's going on, the Lord has been faithful to all of us, hearing our prayer, and he's been telling us this on a prayer call, that he hears us and we are to ask him. I really do believe whatever going on is going to be all right. God is, again, he's with us.
Yes.
He's taking us to a higher level, and he's protecting us, protecting the states, protecting Israel, each individual. Praise the Lord. So,
yes, he is.
Yeah, nothing to be concerned about. We have Jesus. That's all I have to say.
We have Jesus. We just have to do our part in what
Amen.
He has told us that we do. Now, this morning, I want to emphasize that we're going to be praying two ways. We have to make sure that everything we do is according to the Bible. That's our plumb line. And so right here in this passage about tongues, 1 Corinthians 14:13, let him that speaks in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. You see, the highest design for tongues is that it be interpreted and that you know what, especially when a message comes from the Lord, like we're having right here on these calls, the interpretation that he's giving to our brother Max is of utmost importance. Now, we're going to go in verse 14 to our prayer with the understanding. If I pray, well, God's going to show us these two kinds of prayer. Excuse me, two kinds of prayer. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays. Okay? We know from 1 Thessalonians 5:23 that we are a spirit. We have a soul, which is our mind, will, and emotions, and we live in a body. So what does the scripture say right here? It says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding, my mind, is unfruitful. Verse 15, what is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Two ways to pray, two ways to sing. We can pray with our spirits in unknown tongues, and we can pray with our understandings, with our minds. So with our understandings and our minds, I want to ask you right now, we're going to go before the Father for Migdal Arbel. We made our claim, and oh my goodness, we did that on December 11, my husband's birthday. I went back, and I've been going back and reading what we prayed about that day, and it was all about cities. It was all about how God was going to destroy cities, and he literally destroyed and took away almost Syria's effectiveness that week. Now, he knew, which we didn't know, that the enemy had plots against United States cities. We've seen two of them play out, one in Las Vegas and one in New Orleans. God knew that. God knew that, and God was saying in our prayers, and what we were praying about was, he is going to be the one that destroys cities, the enemy's cities. So we didn't know that, but there was so much about that. And then there was that phrase in that prayer, that the righteous man saves the city. So, praise God, hallelujah, what a prayer day. And so we went before the Lord. I told you that we needed to have $22 million, $2 million for tithes, and $20 million to finish Migdal Arbel. We need, right now, to go on, we need $8 million. I don't know, in the light of 22, that doesn't sound like much. So today I want to go before the Lord. I want with this great, vast prayer force we have, I want to see if you can join me for an immediate $8 million. I've been using, as I've been, I'm knowing that we need this right now, you know, and it doesn't mean that we don't have money to continue. We do. We have money to continue, but to move in a pace of 1.5 years, 18 months, we need this $8 million right now. And so I've been, you know, you build your faith. So I went back to the first time Migdal Arbel appeared in our prayer call. It was January 12th, 2022. It's been, what, 3 years exactly. Now, this is the first time. Really, Max didn't know much about it. And it was so funny, because he was reading and he read, I'm looking at it right now in my book where I have it recorded, my blessing on, and he started stuttering around and he didn't know what the next words were. I said, spell it, Max. You remember that? And I said, spell it, Max. So M-I-D, and he was going on. And I figured out, this is Migdal Arbel. So here's what the Lord said. My blessing on Migdal Arbel, the new is here. Just set your heart where I am. You see, he was talking about the new even back then. But the big thing was, he said, my blessing on Migdal Arbel. It's God's will, and it has his blessing on it. Now, the scripture he had just given was 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound in every good work. We need to abound in the next. We need to go faster and do what this immediate $8 million would allow us to do. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with this great prayer force, with these great prayers of a, well, actually, we are just ordinary men and women, but we have a great God. And that great God has granted us to be a company of prayer. And you, Father, in the name of Yahuwah Yeshua, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we do come to you, remembering what you said that day, remembering how it was, and remembering that you said, my blessing is on Migdal Arbel. And then you gave the scripture, actually before it. And God is able to make all grace abound. There's that word abound towards you. We thank you for the grace abounding. To this purpose, that we always, having all sufficiency in all times, may abound in every good work. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, with the help and the aid and the faith of everyone on this call to help us to be able to abound to a finish date of 18 months. And to do that, I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for making the grace of speaking to the hearts, doing whatever is necessary, Lord, to cause this 8 million to come in. Now, in the name of Jesus, like you told Brother Hagin, we do claim $8 million to come immediately. We've claimed $20 million, $22 million, and we know it's on its way. But we claim the release of $8 million immediately in the name of Jesus, even today, in the name of Jesus, that we may abound. And we speak and we claim it. We claim $8 million immediately from the coffers here on earth. There are billions here. And in the name above every name, we do claim that release. We do speak to the angels, go and get $8 million immediately. And we do say to the enemy, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind your hold on that $8 million. You have to let it go. Now, there's another kind of prayer we're going to pray right now. And that's, we're going to use our ministry in the heavenlies. We're going to use our authorities. On Tuesday, next Tuesday, actually we're leaving on Monday, Shelley, Lynn, my administrative assistant, Terry's wife, Lynn and I are going to the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast at Mar-a-Lago. This is an important prayer breakfast. President Trump has been invited. He hasn't said that he'll be there, but there will be officials. There will be ministers from Israel, parliamentary ministers. There will be governmental people from the United States, and we will be praying. It is the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. We will be at Mar-a-Lago. Max. I guess it's still on. Is that correct, Max? You're going to be at the inauguration?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Max is going to the inauguration. So these upcoming events, we're going to take our authority over. We're going to use our prayer of authority that the demons will ask God's blessing upon them, of course, first, and then we'll bind the demons with our ministry in the heavenlies. We're going to include in this President Trump and his family. Do you know, folks, that if the demons cannot get to a head, let's say the head of the government, President Trump, they'll go after the families. I've seen this in ministries. If the demons cannot get to the head of a ministry, the head of a church, the head of an organization, they'll go after their families. I saw this with Oral Roberts' family. I've seen it with Kenneth Hagin's family. I've seen it with Brother Copeland's family. If he cannot get to that person, you see, the devil, he's not omnipresent like God. He can only be one place at a time. So he doesn't have time for most folks. But he does try to stop heads of movements and of things that are particularly powerful against him. And if he can't get that head, he'll go after their families. So we're going to cover in our prayer of authority President Donald John Trump, his children, Donald Jr., Eric, Ivanka, Tiffany, Barron, his wife, Melania, all of his family, all of his team. We have some team members particularly that Max knows very well, and I'm hoping to meet at Mar-a-Lago. Bless the Lord. And all of the electorates and the cabinets and their families, those that God has chosen. I was just reading Romans 13 again about those he has put in authority. Oh, Father, we're just so thankful. Just so thankful that you have helped and you have put into authority some in seats of government, some peoples who are friendly toward us. I was just yesterday doing a prophecy update for KNYD, they make that available to their partners. I've been doing it for like 9 or 12 years now. And I read a prophecy that Sister Wilkerson gave years ago. And in it she said, which was prophesying about the great move of God, and I know it's coming. I believe it'll come in these 4 years. And she said, God is going to give us, fill the White House, she said, with a spirit-filled president who will be favorable to the Christian community. I believe we have that. I don't know if he's spirit-filled yet, but we pray that he will be soon. And so, praise God, hallelujah. We know he's born again, for sure, for sure, for sure. In our prayer right now, we're going to be including the cities of America, taking our authority over the cities of America. Washington, D.C., for sure, for sure, for sure. And then, folks, you, wherever you live, be sure to get the cities in your states. And be sure every morning to sit in your seats of authority. Yes, God is blessing us. But authority is something you have to take every day. When I asked the Lord about that, when I did the book on authority of the believer, he said he accuses you every day. People miss it. So you have to shut those doors, and you have to take that authority over Satan every day. So don't miss sitting in your seat of authority. And in that seat of authority, include the cities, especially in your state. So with the understanding, we're going to be praying first, according to 1 Timothy 2, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so glad that with whole hearts we can pray this prayer now, knowing that you have set in authority people's Father who would be favorable to the move of God. And we see, Father, this is connected. You will have all men to be saved. It is your will. It is your will that we have a great move of God, a great outpouring, a great awakening, that men and women and children all over this world can come into the knowledge of the truth. And so, Father, we pray your blessing upon President Donald John Trump, upon the cabinet, upon all those, Father, upon Vice President Vance, upon all those team members, family members, all across, governors, all across, state representatives, state senators. Oh, Lord, your blessing. Your blessing is everything. Your blessing. And so we pray that blessing over all with our understanding, knowing, Holy Father, that you will indeed do this. And now, Father, we're going to do our part. For you told us in Romans 5:17, they who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in life. Now we're going to do our reigning right now, Holy Father, knowing with the knowledge that's revealed to us in Colossians chapter 1, that you fitted us for the kingdom of light and translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son, where you have given us the right to rule and reign. And so, Father, now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come praying the prayer in Ephesians 1:17. God of our Lord, Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us, each of us on this call, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our heart might be enlightened, that we might know these three things, the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and Father, right now particularly, what is the immeasurable greatness, the exceeding greatness, of your power toward us who believe, which is according to your great might that you worked in Christ when you raised him from the dead, resurrection power, and seated him at your right hand in the heavenlies, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who filleth all in all. And we who were dead in trespasses and sins, you quickened. You, God, being rich in mercy, and for your great love with you loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, when you quickened the Lord, you quickened us together with him. By grace we've been saved. When you raised the Lord our head, you raised us up with him. When you seated the Lord our head, you seated us with him in the heavenlies. And from that place we do hereby say, Satan, kingdom of darkness, you pay attention to us right now. You come up before this company of prayers. And you heed what we say as one man with one voice. In the name above every name, cease and desist in your maneuvers, operations, manifestations against our president, Donald John Trump, J.D. Vance, their families, the cabinet, their families, all appointees, all elected officials that the Lord has given, cease and desist in your maneuvers. We plead the blood of Jesus over them today. We plead the blood of Jesus over the cities where they are. We plead the blood of Jesus in the name above every name. In the name above every name, you will not affect the inauguration. You will not adversely affect Mar-a-Lago. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus over Washington, D.C. We plead the blood of Jesus over Mar-a-Lago. We plead the blood of Jesus over the cities in our states. Now do that, folks, right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over Kansas City, over Jefferson City, over St. Louis, over Branson, over Springfield. I plead the blood of Jesus over the cities of the state of Missouri. I plead the blood of Jesus over the cities of Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, all the cities, Enid, Ponca City, all the cities in the name of Jesus Christ, the university cities, Miami, Ilamakora, Manakashka, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Sui arastada makanda, cease and desist in your maneuvers, manifestations, plots. We call you into a state of paralyzation. It is written, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and to the glory of God the Father, we take our authority over you this very day in Jesus' name. And now, we've prayed with our understandings. And now we move as a company, united, a company, God called the prayer, company, hallelujah, glory to God. We move out under the banner of Jehovah of hosts, hallelujah. Mango fraktia no kobri vridashko don japra. Isenimikwa. Capito shoto patisco. I should took prasa castagne de coro condombre te de galaccia. O se de coro capapianto to the compebe. I should never qua. Tivili do shuacchiata. Cascotore cati his angio. O sabri taca. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. O savile tu joa. Pelin kubra vranjo no kopika. Sipancho mia kaka, Si pancho mio coco palito cabralia y dania ne copra. Bitaya no junto, pete cajache, e je de copre, e nico no copa. No gabi. No gabi de kaya. No gabi de kaya no qua, y no la gabitio. Shato de cojoche, kimana cajalai, cafraco de cojole capa. Oh, la didania, la didania, la didania, pego lo dobre. I believe schwa, toro compre gavra, nio, cara capino. Cale gavi compre, fredisha, toro godonce, ne gondoro capino. Alle gambracchio, no coro cadino, no coro cadivra. E ni marito, e ni marati, andoro cai, ali donia. Alidonia fia naka. Papolete, fratisco donce. Oh, Father, mi gala cora manacchia. Vigili goho shakti al gote. Kavrikata kahlai, amena kahara katanya ne kohora kapa. Bilitora matita utakahashai. Abitonia, mangolo cocope, abila tonia ne quadi ne copra, genio ne coro balataia ne coro copele melecai, e gene matira la caia ne coro cohole melecaia, nanananagne ne coro bahaia. Ivelitua. Abito kia. Gavida, makilotonia, makilatai. Ijandoto kope, ijandolo kopara kanya ni kono kodono kobre, bre kono kombre gyala gongendo no godoshka da abrikatai. Egeli bra, egeli gabronya ni kwa, itale kohoshke. Paricardiata, pari cangale di brannonce, isciatora manicoro copreche fittata, e gele gabre, e le gale gabogne, e gale gaggi. Poto copua frange? Sebela tisa, copalita canga. E non ho nome che farò disco? Gongole gadabri, cade gondare con babi, dare gongore, cattisco, toccioli, caprata, cambiando? I shuttle di qua. Abila tua, ma dudu govà, a tagliato, lo con babi, e che shantoto, tocco rogettiata, Gale gabra kate koho shangye ne koto ho shakya tato koto shka. Oh, Father, thank you. Milo do bravro, nishkwa ha, lindonya, mikwa, danya ronangi. Kabilo dobri mreshonye. Kabila kai andye. Moshkina breke fanyo no kope kili kaya no nye. Emelite hishwa, makoro kodoshka. Idiko brafra kodore manika. Bleshke tanyo no kora. Egeli kapra, anye ni kahalaila. Ibi di chwa shoto toto koho shankya ne kota toto koho shankya. Ibi li chwa shon zembra kito. Medi kopwa, Mandiana Kohragabacha no Kora Katania Givinata. Oh, ha. Midubra Britonia, Mikotolabri Dacha no Koko Baby Acanto. Je ne me quoi. No, Mika. Kibato. Onni babole tisko dobri kafanje ni kopo. I šaldu neko to doko hošete, neko to hošakete. I kalakahaj. I šaldu doko hošange, tiko pre. I kalakafraka to hošenge. Masko de brita ma gonda la ga. Masko da brita la gonga la gai baraconia ni quasi de go brevre de di combre. Dicin de go prachia no coro battito. Isha te lo cohora capra. Igele combre te le cahalai. Iveli dua, no te di gabba. Mancho to copa. Imena tu rabatinho no cora capa. Ejedima quatro rogo ora campito. Gievere gombali dalla combrele calacaian delle cora badaia la haia. Nehenanio na velele le baia na coragna. Don't be afraid. Magola copa e io no qua. Bijato fradinho paquito la qui e jani anieke. Anieke nani. Cobali vachoto. Cobali vache. E jani o maquaca. E jani o maque. Elevato papito. Elevato taqui. Ha! Lolo, ignano vanni. Gibrato cavilete, calivete copa, e gianto calavito cabrede vedva. Medicaca lati. Oh, malitania mo quascia teme le be. Oh, ma con la mia non come la mia, la dobre cavagna non cosci di me. Oh, sabra caia non come di qua. Ma con la caprita di coscia dietro. Di gala trata. Give la tora manaki batoto toko. Isono kovra ketiete. Imine kuata kufra ti barakonye ni kwa. Isine kabra katakala kongari gane eche de la gobra kya fandia na kotam katika. Kibila halai la halai la kangoka. Imini kwa, shete. Agala kapra, makola kambe, kedik akshe. Mito do goho shete, do goto ho shakya, do goto pre. Givili dujo chupashe to kohora makia tonye li kwa te li kotobre te li gamga. E jili vratoshke tampre ke te ko ochi. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to praise you. I want to thank you for loving us, Lord. I want to thank you for helping us know that you love us. Oh, Father, that our relationship and our fellowship and our working with you might be right and correct. Knowing that you love us. Knowing that you keep, hallelujah, you keep chesed, you keep faithfulness to your covenant. How grateful we are, how thankful we are that we know we can count on you. We know the word is true. Thank you for helping us know. Thank you for the gift of faith. The Bible says that we are saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. Our ability to believe you, our faith is a gift. You are truly what the word says. Every good gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I'm so glad you don't change. I'm so glad the God of Jacob doesn't change, and Jacob is not consumed. I want to thank you and praise you for your blessings upon Israel and trust you for them today and upon Israel's leaders. Oh, God, help that land to walk in unity. Help our land to walk in unity, oh, God, that we might have the presence and the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Well, Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Yeshua. We thank you, Messiah, for everything that you are doing, for speaking to us, Lord, so we will have the knowledge of the truth, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. All right, praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 4:7. 1 Corinthians 4:7. Next statement, you have my victory. You have the victory, not mine.
Have the victory?
Yeah, I'm already looking down here. You have the victory. You have the victory. Next line is underlined. The statement is underlined. It is required of you to be faithful, church. It is required of you to be faithful, church. And that is the statement, and it's all underlined. It is required of you to be faithful, church. Next statement, John 14:1-4, verse 6. John 14:6. Next statement is underlined. All of it is underlined. And it reads like this. Your hope in me, I am your God and Savior. Your hope in me, I am your God and Savior. I will guide you and teach you. I will guide you and teach you, and you will grow today. And you will grow today. I am your life. I am your life. I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. Your hope in me. I am your God and Savior. I will guide you and teach you, and you will grow today. I am your life. That is the statement. And again, it's all underlined. I'll read it again really quick. Your hope in me, I am your God and Savior. I will guide you and teach you, and you will grow today. I am your life. All right. Scripture, 2 Timothy 2:15-1:5. 2 Timothy 2:15. 1 John 2:27. 1 John 2:27-27. Next statement. Maybe it's a little long, but we'll start like this. My words, with an S, my words shall dwell in your hearts, with an S. My words shall dwell in your hearts through me in faith. Through me in faith, my power will strengthen you. My power will strengthen you through my spirit. Be confident. And rooted, R-O-O-T-E-D, and rooted in me, or rooted in me. Okay, I'll read it again. My words shall dwell in your hearts through me. In faith, my power will strengthen you. Through my spirit, be confident and rooted in me. And that is the statement. My words shall dwell in your hearts through me in faith. My power will strengthen you. Through my spirit, be confident and rooted in me. All right. Scripture. There's more than one here. 1 Corinthians 16:1-6, verse 13:1-3. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27. Galatians 3:26-27. 1 Timothy 6:12. Yeah, that's 12. 1 Timothy 6:12. Next statement. My love for you all. My love for you all. Next statement. This one is underlined. And it reads like this. You are saved through faith. You are saved through faith. And my grace with you also. And my grace with you also. You have my knowledge and goodness. Yeah, that's the statement. You have my knowledge and goodness. Okay, I'll read it again. You are saved through faith and my grace with you also. You have my knowledge and goodness. And it's all underlined. That's a statement.
Beginning where?
All of it. All of it is underlined. You are saved through faith and my grace with you also. You have my knowledge and goodness. All of it is underlined.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next scripture. John 7:38. John 7:38. Galatians 2:20-0. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. Luke 1:37. He's given this a lot to us. Luke 1:37. So John 7:38, Galatians 2:20, Luke 1:37. Next statement. Trust in me and trust my ability. Trust in me and trust my ability. On this journey, in prayer with my friend and prophet, it shall be according to my ability. Shall be according to my ability. I am the same God. I am, church. I am the same God. I am, church. Okay, I'll read it again. Trust in me and trust my ability on this journey. In prayer with my friend and prophet, it shall be according to my ability. I am the same God. I am church. Okay, I'll read it again one more time, then we'll move on. Trust in me and trust my ability on this journey in prayer with my friend and prophet. It shall be according to my ability. I am the same God. I am church. Whew. And that was the statement. Praise the Lord. Next scripture is 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 11. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 4 through 11. Okay. Moving along here. According to the grace given to you. According to the grace given to you and the strength that I supplies. And the strength that I supplies to you. Okay, there's an underlined part here. Okay, let me read this again, then I'll read the underlined part. But it's all one statement. According to the grace given to you and the strength that I supplies to you. Now, this part is underlined. To me belong the glory forever. To me belong the glory forever.
I'll read all of it again from the beginning. The non-underlined part starts like this. According to the grace given to you and the strength that I supplies to you. The underlined part. To me belong the glory forever. And that's the whole statement. I'm going to read it again one more time. I'm thinking I need to do it. According to the grace given to you and the strength that I supplies to you, underline part, to me belong the glory forever. All right. Next statement of scripture, 1 Peter 4:11. 1 Peter 4:11. Next statement, this one is underlined, the one I'm going to read is underlined, all of it. It's not that long, but it's underlined. What is revealed belong to you all. And that's the statement. What is revealed belong to you all. What is revealed belong to you all. Next statement. Oh, this one is also underlined. So the first statement, what is revealed belong to you all, and that is underlined.
Oh, it is?
One, yeah, all of it underlined. What is revealed belong to you all is underlined. And the next statement is underlined also. And it goes like this. My spirit is with you. You have my knowledge. My spirit is with you. You have my knowledge. And it's all underlined. So both of these statements are underlined. My spirit is with you. You have my knowledge. That's underlined. Okay. John chapter 15, verse 5. John 15:5. Next statement. I did. You, with everything, it's not going the way that English goes, but I'm going to read it. I did. You, with everything, and this prayer, call church. Use it. Okay, I'll read it again. I did. You, with everything on this prayer call, church, use it. That's a statement. I did you with everything on this prayer call, church, use it. All right. 1 Peter 4:10. 1 Peter 4:10. Exodus, the book of Exodus, 31:3. Exodus 31:3. Okay. Next statement read like this. Everything good is from me. Everything good is from me. You may do my will. Everything good is from me. You may do my will And I know my will working in you. And I know my will working in you. Okay, now this part, the end of the statement, is underlined. The one I'm going to read. Through me, you have my power. Through me, you have my power. All right, I'll read it again from the beginning, and I'll highlight the underlined part. Everything good is from me. You may do my will. And I know my will working in you. This part is underlined. Through me, you have my power. And that's the full statement. Everything good is from me. You may do my will, and I know my will working in you. The underlined part, through me, you have my power. Praise the Lord. Ezra. The book is Ezra 10:4. Ezra 10:4. I think he gave to us this before, I'm not sure. Ezra 10:4. Second Peter 1:3. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. Next statement is underlined. And it's really short. Next statement, this one I'm going to read, is underlined. The words of my law do it. And it's underlined. The words of my law do it. That's the statement. The words of my law do it. All right. Deuteronomy 29:29. Deuteronomy 29:29. Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. All right. Philippians 1:6. Next statement. My spirit. Hovering. Okay. My spirit is hovering. Yeah, hovering over you today. My spirit is hovering over you today. I will show you things must take place. Oh, that's the statement. I'll read it again. My spirit is hovering over you today. I will show you things must take place. That is the statement. My spirit is hovering over you today. I will show you things must take place. All right. Next scripture. Genesis 1:2. Genesis 1:2. Okay. Almost done here. Praise the Lord. Let's see. Oh, this statement is underlined. And it read like this. Now, this one, all of it is underlined. The one I'm going to read. All underlined. Specific message and revelation. Specific message and revelation given to you by the Holy Spirit today.
Thank you, Lord.
See the purpose. Yeah, see the purpose. Okay, I'll read it again, and it's all underlined. Specific message and revelation given to you by the Holy Spirit today, see the purpose. And that is the statement, and it's all underlined. specific message and revelation given to you by the Holy Spirit today. See the purpose. Trust in me.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
That's what we prayed for today. Yeah.
That is the interpretation of our prayer. Glory to God. Help us get the specific message. Help the people that we prayed for to get the specific message, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Begins with a scripture. 1 Corinthians 4:7. This is a little different in the different translations. So I shall read it in different translations. Here it is in the King James. For who makes thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if you didst receive it, why dost thou glory, as if thou hadst not received it? All right, this is it in the ESV. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it?
Huh. Okay.
Here it is in the I think I'll read it in the Amplified. No, I'm going to read it in the New American.
Okay.
For who regards you as superior? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?
Something there.
Mm-hmm. You have the victory.
Yeah.
It is required, and then underlined, it is required of you to be faithful, church. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Oh.
Your hope, and this is all underlined.
Yeah.
Your hope in me, I am your God and Savior. I will guide you and teach you, and you will grow today. I am your life. 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 1 John 2:27. But the anointing which you have received of him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him.
Oh.
The Holy Spirit is a teacher, is what that's saying. And he's really the one teaching you. Even when a man speaks, the Holy Spirit inside you is revealing that to you.
Do you think, Miss Billy, maybe I'm speaking too soon here, but do you think that 1 Corinthians 4:7 in relation with 1 John 2:27? I don't know. This is just me.
I don't know.
As I'm hearing the words. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I do know the anointing which is within us is the Holy Spirit, and He is our teacher.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And everything we receive is from Him. Everything. Hallelujah. There's no gift that we speak. There's nothing going back to 1 Corinthians 4:7. There's no gift that's not from Him. There's no anything that's not from Him. And He's the teacher. He's the way. 1 John 2:27. Okay, just a minute here.
Yeah, you feel like that.
Just a minute here. I read that, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
1 John 2:27. Okay. My words shall dwell in your hearts through me in faith. My power will strengthen you through my spirit. Be confident and rooted in me.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 16:13. Be watchful. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Or act like men, be strong. Galatians 3:26-27. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Remember, folks, that the one baptism by which we are saved is the one where the Holy Spirit baptizes us into Christ.
Mm.
Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you are called, and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Other translations say, you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. That's the confession that that you confessed Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And you took hold on eternal life. Now our life is involved in fighting the good fight of faith. Now, the next statement. My love for you all. Then underlined, you are saved through faith, and my grace with you also. You have my knowledge and goodness. John 7:38. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart, his belly, or his innermost being, will flow rivers of living water. And we know that he goes on to say in the next, this is speaking of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing will be impossible.
Wow.
Thank you, Father. Trust in me and trust my ability on this journey in prayer with my friend and prophet. It shall be according to my ability. I am the same God. I am church.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 12:4-11. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of ministrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. This is talking about the gifts of the Spirit.
Okay.
And it says the Holy Spirit gifts, the nine Holy Spirit. These are the gifts where the Holy Spirit is ministering to us. God is ministering to us. And these are what we call the nine gifts of the Spirit. Now, the key verse of this whole thing is verse 7. The manifestation of the Spirit, that's when these gifts are operating, is given to every man to profit withal. Like, for instance, you're in a church service and one of these gifts operates. It's a ministry gift. Then it's supposed to profit everybody in that service.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gives you the nine gifts. To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. So the word of wisdom is one of those gifts. It's not all the wisdom in the whole wide world. It's just a word, a short, like a word is a short part of a sentence, a word of wisdom. These things that God gives us here, they can be a word of wisdom, something that's coming in the future, or the plan of God. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. The word of knowledge is a short word of some knowledge in the world, something that's already happened or is now happening. Word of wisdom is more like future or the plan of God. But each of them are a short word. Each of these statements he gives us, they're either a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom, probably.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. To another, faith by the same Spirit. Now, this is special faith. This is not the faith by which you're saved. This is the gift of faith. It's dropped down into you. You can do great things. The Lord gave me this gift of faith for Migdal Arbel. He told me you can't do it with your natural faith. But this is a gift of faith. This is the kind of faith that you, it just comes on you, and you just know that whatever you say is going to come to pass. And the gift of faith from heaven brings it about. This is the kind, this is the gift that's needed to raise the dead, for instance. To another, the gifts of healings. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. That's looking into the spirit realm. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Actually, what's happening on these prayer calls is God speaking. This is not your normal prayer tongue. This is the tongue where God gives it, and then there's an interpretation of it that comes from God. But all these work, all these nine gifts work that one and self-same Spirit. The Holy Spirit works them all, dividing to every man severally as he will. These are coming as the Lord wills, not as man wills, as the Lord wills. Like, for instance, when we did our urgent prayer, and Max and I were talking before that prayer, we know that tongues and interpretation here is one of these gifts here. And so I didn't know if the Lord would choose to interpret or not. But Max and I decided we'd be ready. And he did choose to. You see, it says he wills, not as Max and me will.
Right.
He's giving us these interpretations as he wills. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful thing. Uh-huh.
You know, Miss Billy, what's really coming to my spirit? This is also about Migdal.
I believe.
Trust in me and trust my ability on this journey.
Yes.
Yeah, and my prayer. Yeah. I believe it's for Migdal. It's for all of us.
It's for all of us. And thank you so much, Max, because that's a confirmation to me, to what I was
praise
feeling.
The Lord.
Thank you for
praise
saying that.
Yeah.
Trust in me and trust my ability to build Migdal on this journey of building Migdal. in prayer with my friend and prophet, it shall be according to my ability. You see, not Billy Brim's ability.
No.
He's the same God. I am. And that when he says I am every time, that's like his name, Jehovah. I am the same God. I am, church. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And thank you, Max. And thank you, every single person on this line.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
According to the grace given to you and the strength that I supplies to you. And then underlined, to me belong the glory forever. I take that from Migdal too. It's according to the grace and the strength, but he gets the glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And for everybody who was praying for something, everybody,
exactly.
I believe it's for
it's
everybody
not just
also.
Migdal.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Yeah.
It's everything anybody on this line is doing for God or praying for God. And all the people we're praying for who aren't on this line.
Yes.
That the prayer reaches out to.
We're believing for a lot of things in our ministry. And I believe he's speaking
to
us. Oh, my,
yes. God.
In Jordan.
God has
in
given
Jordan.
Us a lot. Sure.
Yes.
He has given everybody. He's given us a lot to do in these last hours.
Yes.
He's given us a lot to do. He's given you a lot to do. There in Minneapolis, there in Jordan. He's given me a lot to do. Here in Prayer Mountain, there in Migdal Arbel. And so, here's one of the main ones I pray. Well, I pray this when I get up to speak. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God gives, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Now, all of this next is underlined. What is revealed belongs to you all. Huh. My spirit is with you. You have my knowledge. No, he just now told us that everything belongs to us all.
Yeah.
John 15:5. Excuse me, is that right? Yeah. John 15:5.
Yeah.
I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that brings much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Hallelujah. You see, in what you're doing in Minneapolis and in Jordan, and what I may be doing here in Missouri, Oklahoma, and Israel. I can do nothing. You could do nothing. Our part is to abide in him. And if we do, then we're going to bear much fruit. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Wow.
I did you with everything on this prayer call, church. Use it. 1 Peter 4:10. As every man has received the gift, so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Amazing verse. It's just before, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. These are his gifts, and we must be good stewards of them. Exodus 31:3. I almost want to pause and think about them.
I almost want to put the word give after I did, but I'm not going to.
Well, I tell you, I'll go back to that in a minute.
Okay.
Exodus 31:3. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. In Hebrew, it is enough to say, I did. Asiti. I did it. I worked it.
Oh.
I brought it about. So he worked it. He did it. He brought it about to us with everything on this prayer call. Now use it. Now look at here what he's saying, what he's done for us. I have filled him with the Spirit of God. I think he's saying that he's done that with us. He's given us the Spirit of God. He's given us wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and all manner of workmanship. Now, actually, who he's talking about here is a man called Bezalel. Some of you know that we know a man named Bezalel in Israel. It means in the shadow of God. Bezalel, Cell is shadow, Ba is in, and El at the end is God. So there was this man named Bezalel who was so close to God, he was as close as his shadow. And he helped Moses to build the tabernacle. He put in him, now look down there, it's going to say, if you go on in this passage, he told him how to work in gold and silver and brass and stones and timber, all manner of workmanship. He filled him with all these different things. So here's what God saying to us. I did it. I did it. I filled you with what, and of course, he's done this before, and this is for us. I have filled you, you might say, with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Hallelujah.
Wow. What's the name again? I need to write it down. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's you can see it in your Bible. It's going to be spelled in the King James. And I'm going to use one of the spellings of the other. So I do not like at all the translation of the ESV here because it says intelligence. Understanding is a much deeper word. So understanding is used in the New American. It's used in the King James. And his name is, this is the way they spelled it in English, Bezael. Ba in English, excuse me, in Hebrew just means in. If you're in your house, you say babite. I'm in my house. Ba means in, and cell is shadow. Cell is shadow. But cell, and then El is a name of God. So Bezalel, he lived as close to God that it, like he was in God's shadow. Now, God's light. He doesn't have an actual shadow. But the point here is he was as close as your shadow is to you.
Okay.
And it's speaking of this man, and it says what God did with him so that he could help Moses. And I think God's telling us, that's what I did it. I did it. I did it with you, what I did it with Bezalel. And he's telling us, let me see now, where did I get that? On this prayer call. He did it on this prayer call. Not just today, but maybe today as well. But all through these years, I'm now on my 19th book of writing these scriptures. So he's given us everything. If you've been on the prayer calls, he's brought scripture to you that he's given you and equipped you with everything.
Yes, he did.
If you'll meditate them and walk in the light of them. Oh, look at the next
Thank
one,
you.
The next statement. everything good is from me.
Yeah.
See, all these things are from him. You may do my will. He gave them to us so we can do his will. And he knows, it says, I know my will working in you. You don't need is in Hebrew. I know my will working in you. Oh, I love this from the Father. Everything good is from me. You may do my will. And I know my will working in you. And then underlined, through me you have my power. Oh, hallelujah, glory
hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Father.
Yes, we love you.
Ooh, 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 what a confirmation. Everything we need, he gives us.
Thank you.
Ezra 10:4. Arise. I'm going to read it out of the King James. Out of the New American. Arise, for this matter is your responsibility. But we will be with you. The ESV reads, arise, for this is your task, and we are with you. Be strong and do it. The King James,
wow.
Arise, for this matter belongs unto thee.
Hallelujah.
We also will be with thee, be of good cheer, and do it. I think this is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost saying, arise to your task. I'm with you. We're with you. You can do it. Be courageous and act, the New American says.
Yes. Amen. Oh.
Mm-mm-mm.
Chip preached on arise at Adam's Assembly.
Right, exactly. Arise.
Arise.
When you're in a certain place.
It.
Yeah, he says it all the time to people. It means come up to another spiritual level. Arise. Get with it. We're with you. Take courage and do it. We're working in this together. This is fellowship with God.
Yeah.
2 Peter 1:3. Oh, I love it today. I love it. 2 Peter 1:3. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. You know when we pray that prayer in Ephesians to make us know the hope of his calling? His call is to glory.
Yeah.
Now, I don't like the translations that says by his own glory. And the one that uses it, New American, has a little number there that it should be to his glory. You're called to the glory. You're called to the manifestation of the glory of God. His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory. And some of the other translations say excellence. Virtue is what it is literally.
You know, Miss Billy, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
My question is, what translation that you would tell us today that I'd like to use the most? I'm sure you have one or two.
No. It's different on different verses.
Oh, okay.
The only thing that is absolutely right is the original.
The original.
So different, the original. That would be the original Hebrew or the original Greek. So what I do here, I have four translations before me. My app that I use, Accordance, you can put up four translations at once. So I have up here the King James, the English Standard, the New American, and the Amplified. When he gives a statement, I'll look at the one that most nearly uses the words he used. It's different ones.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's different ones. So I look across there and choose. I'll try to tell you each time. I haven't been doing that.
Yeah, no, you have been. You've been doing very good. You have been.
But anyway, sometimes one is better than another. And I don't like it, like on this verse or on another verse where he definitely says understanding. Wisdom and understanding. Understanding is not knowledge. When God wants to say knowledge, he says knowledge. But sometimes other translations will translate it like intelligence. That's not what he's talking about.
Okay.
So now we go on. Underlined. The words of my law. Do it. You see how strong that is? Do it. That's really strong in the Hebrew. I did. I do.
Yeah.
That's really strong. Deuteronomy 29:29. I knew he was going to give this verse. I'm surprised he didn't give it. You remember how up there he gave us what is revealed belongs to you all?
Yeah.
Well, this is the verse that is based on. And I expected it to come right after that. But it didn't. It came after this statement. It's Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So I see here he's used the statement, the words of my law, do it. Up above, he said, what is revealed belongs to you all. So now this, there are certain things you just can't find the answer to. Why did somebody die young? You don't know. You don't know. So no need to ask. But look here. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. When there are things that you have no business knowing, they're going to remain secret. But he's revealed a lot. I'm reading this from the ESV. It's good on this. The secret things belong to the Lord our God. But the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever. Why? That we may do all the words of this law. Whatever he's revealed to us belong to us. And they're revealed so that we can do his will. His word is his will. Oh my goodness, this fits.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it or complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Wow. My goodness.
Hallelujah. My spirit is hovering over you today. I will show you things must take place. Genesis 1:2. And of course, I knew this scripture was probably what he was going to use.
Mm-hmm.
And this describes when the earth was tohu vabohu, when it was without form and void, God was getting ready to change it. And so we see, and for this one, I'm going to use the ESV because it used the word hover.
Okay.
The earth was without form and void. That's tohu vabohu. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So he's telling us now that just like back then, big change was going to take place. Right now, The Spirit of God is hovering over us, hovering over the body of Christ. For God, there's things that must take place. And the Spirit is the one who brings them about. He's been talking about the Holy Spirit all through this time. Talked about his gifts. Talked about his power. Ha ha. I think we're getting it too, Lord. I think we're getting it because look at his next statement and final one.
Yes.
Specific message and revelation given to you by the Holy Spirit today.
Oh.
See the purpose.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my goodness, folks. This is a marvelous day of revelation.
Yes, it is.
And it was revealed specifically and for a purpose. And he says, see the purpose. I believe that when he says, see the purpose, he's giving us the ability to see the purpose. Like, see the purpose.
Hallelujah.
Oh, what a morning, what a day, what a prayer. And of course he ends with, trust in me.
This is just, you know, Miss Billy, this prayer call today actually reminded me of 3BI, too.
Uh-huh.
Just reminded me of 3BI when you just go over the word and, you know, plow through it. And
yes. Dissect it.
Just
look
like
at
3BI.
Every part. What is he telling us here?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So, glory to God. And I look forward to what he gives us at noon, what he lets us pray about at noon today. Remember that Brenda will be out there to Prayer Mountain. It's very cold. And if you don't want to get out in the cold, some of you local prayers, you can get on the prayer call at 12:15. If you do get out in the cold, there'll be hot stew waiting for you out there. So, praise the Lord. And it'll be exactly 15 minutes after the hour, Brother Max and company. Chip wants me to announce that we're going to be in a meeting at his church. Rick Ritter and me will be in a church, in a meeting at a glorious church fellowship. There will be morning and night meetings February 7th, 8th, and 9th, morning and night. So praise the Lord, a glorious church fellowship. We'll have a good time. I've forgotten what he's called. I think he called it a Rise Conference. But he said he was tempted to call it, since Rick specializes in Greek and I just, you know, attempt to study the Hebrew. He says he wishes he would like to name it Who Needs a Strong Concordance. That's his little way of being funny. So, okay, guys, great prayer call this morning. And there will be another great appointment with our Lord as the Spirit wills at noon. Shalom, shalom, and I'll see you then.
Shalom, shalom.